Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to address negotiating skills during a job hunt. Our question comes from someone who has already landed interviews at three solid companies. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Now this person wants to leverage a job offer from one of the firms to get offered a job at another firm.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
That sounds like a potentially nerve-wracking situation, but a very real one. I can't wait to hear the question.
So, Logan, what's our question?
I'm job searching and have interviewed with three different companies, all of them solid companies with good reputations. There is one particular company that I really want to work for. Yesterday, my second choice offered me a job, and I'd like to know whether I can use that job offer to get my top pick to make me an offer.
Yes. Yes.
Kathy, this is right up your alley.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's a gift. It's a real gift come true. Now, you have, you know, it's a sensitive thing because, you know, you want to use it, but it could go either way. So you definitely want to call the company and let them know, the company that you want the job with, and say, you're my first choice, but I want to let you know that I've been offered a job with another company that's not my first choice. So I'm wondering if you can make a decision quickly. Mm. And like I have 2 days or something. And I just did this with a client. And they may say, oh, well, good, best of luck to you.
Yes.
They may, and you know, that you could lose.
Yeah.
Or they could say, great, we'll get back to you. We don't really know how that's going to go.
Right.
So it's a bit of a crapshoot. You know, you can... Yeah. You know, you absolutely have leverage, but it may
backfire, or well, you may not get exactly what you want.
You may find out sooner than you wanted to find out. You were never going to get that other job anyway. So this just pushes it forward.
Yeah.
But I've seen people where they've done this and then the company has said, oh, we weren't going to make a decision for weeks.
Right. I've seen that
too. Right. So what do you do then? You probably should take that job. You have to take the job. Uh-huh. I mean, it depends on your situation. If you have weeks of income and you don't need to take that job, well, good luck to you. But most people have to take the job. And then if the other offer comes in, they'll have to make an informed decision.
Yeah.
So it's, but it's absolutely leverage.
Yes.
If you're gutsy,
and if you like poker or something, you like to gamble a little bit, take a little risk.
I mean, I think it's a pretty safe one to. I mean, first of all, if you're out job searching, they know they're not the only company you're job searching with.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So, you know, they know. I mean, also when companies go to offer, they know that you may be waiting for multiple offers.
Yeah.
So that's why they might put you on a short leash. They may say, and actually somebody I know just had this, they got an offer on a Friday and they said, we'll give you it a Monday.
Uh-huh.
You know, find out if other offers are coming in, you know, figure that out. Yeah. And then we want to know. And he actually said yes sooner than that. So if you know you're going to take a job, let them know sooner than later.
Yes.
But if you're waiting for other offers, I definitely would push the envelope.
Well, what I like about what you said is that you're being very honest, really. Mm-hmm. You'd like to call the place and say, you are my first choice.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening. I've got an offer from another employer. Mm-hmm. I'd rather go with you and then see what they do.
Right. But it is definitely a negotiation tactic. And I know there are people that are afraid to do that, but it's really worth the try to see if you can, you know, get them to give you an offer. I mean, it's definitely worth a try. So you guys have any questions?
What if you get an offer from your third choice?
Well, then, you know, that's a good sign.
Yeah, I think part of the thing, it seems, that's true. I mean, this situation is a good problem in the sense that this person is saying there are three different companies, they're all solid and they have good reputation. So it's not like sometimes you can have a job offer from a place you really don't want to work and there's another place you really do want to work and you may play the same game, so to speak, but you know, you don't really want to say yes to the second one no matter what.
Well, so I had a client, and this is what happened to her. She got a job from her B choice, you know, an offer, and she threw it at offer one, you know, the one she wanted. And she said, you're my first choice, and I have to make a decision. And she never heard back from the company that would have been her number one choice. They I know, they didn't even get back to her. So she ended up, when they didn't get back to her, taking the offer with the company that did offer her the job. And the day after... she accepted. They got back to her, and they said sorry for the delay. But she didn't. She didn't want to wait it out.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. So just to put that out there, that you know, it's a great idea to negotiate and try to do that, but you're going to be on pins and needles.
Uh huh.
Like everyone that does that, because you don't really know what the outcome is going to be, and not everybody, you know, likes to gamble.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is that you do need to make sure that offer number two is something you want, you know, that you don't just take it to take something.
Right,
which I think one can do. I mean, we often make references to my dating life, and I have tried things like this.
Oh, no, here she goes again. So how do you... All right.
It doesn't go well. But anyway, so I'm teasing. I mean, it's been a long time since I've been in that position, but I do think that thing of really being clear that... option number two is something that could work for you after you do this leveraging is important, right? At the end of the day, you've got to like whatever job it is that you take a little bit.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I being as aggressive as I am, I would try to go for your first one, you know, the one you really want. And really, you know, if they don't answer an email, I would get on the phone. Which I think my client did that. I think she tried several different ways to reach them, and they did not get back to her in time.
Right.
Which
which that also may tell you something about the...
Well, that's how she interpreted it.
Company.
She interpreted that as, if they can't get back to me, then I'm not their number one choice either. Mm-hmm. And she didn't like that. Now, this is somebody who's been around the block a couple of times, so she had enough experience. But I think it's kind of nerve-wracking. And I also think that companies can't always make a decision quickly. Just because you're pressuring them, you have a time limit, doesn't mean that everyone they have to talk to is in the office or available.
Right.
So you do have to give people the time to... you know, get to HR, get to their manager, and make sure that they can actually extend you an offer. And I would give, I would try to buy some time. So when you get an offer, you could always say, you know, I've been interviewing, and there's a couple of other companies I think are going to make me an offer. So when would you, when do you need a decision by? And if they say tomorrow, say, can we push that for a couple of more days? Mm-hmm. You know, and that makes you very valuable also.
Uh-huh.
If you're, you know, desirable other companies, I believe. It depends on who you're...
No, I think that's great.
With.
That really takes nerve, though.
Yeah, that's why I think that's why this person is writing to us, because they they're not comfortable with it.
Yeah.
So it's risky.
It's risky, and you may want to have an executive coach on your team while you're in the midst
of
this process.
Someone who's supporting you through it.
Yeah, and who can help you with the verbiage. I mean, the last thing you want to do is alienate either of the potential employers, right? And you also want to not make any rash decisions. So it's probably very important for your client, for example, that you are with her walking through this process, because it's very hard to sit with the uncertainty.
Yeah, I really wanted her to take the extra day and not and give the her first choice more time. They were really mad at her, by the way, that she did not give them that time. So, but whatever, that bridge got burnt.
Yeah.
In that, but she did call them, and they didn't get back to her. I mean, you know, and that does tell you something. And for her, it was what she needed to know.
Yeah.
They weren't as responsive as she needed.
So somehow rejection was protection in that case, possibly, she thinks.
Right. It told her something.
All right.
Yeah. And she's happy where she is. So it worked out for her.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no 100% right answer, but I do think once you have an offer, you absolutely have leverage.
Yeah. So use it to your advantage and start with the truth that your number one choice is your favorite, that that's what you, where you'd like to go, and see what they can do.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back with more interviewing techniques.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now back to our show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. So we're talking about, interviewing and accepting job offers and all of those techniques. And so we thought we'd talk a little bit about job search and also just interviewing, just different strategies for getting that next job, which I have a lot of clients that are there right now.
This is the time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a big time. A lot of people, unless you're waiting for a bonus, I have some clients also waiting for that to happen sometime in March or April, and then they're going to quickly bolt. But a lot of people are changing jobs right now, and I think that's because we have a fairly good job market and there's a lot of good jobs open.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make this process any easier.
No. And actually what I was going to say, I think the primary thing about interviewing techniques or job searching tactics is it's so important to remember that you're interviewing them just as much as they are interviewing
Nobody
you.
Remembers that. Would you say that again?
You are interviewing your potential employer. They're not just interviewing you, and it's so important to be ready with your questions.
Yeah, I mean, so many of us are so eager to get the job that we don't bother to find out what's the culture here.
Right.
Not that anybody's going to answer that question. But, you know, you don't get to really find out if, or maybe you don't even meet the person you're going to work for, and then you come in and find out that person's a nightmare.
Right. Mm.
So it's important that you meet your potential boss and your office mates, if that's possible, your team.
Yeah. And also to notice what their behavior is like. I recently had a client who went and interviewed at a very prestigious company, but her interviewer showed up unkept, mm-hmm. like dirty hair, totally disorganized, mm-hmm. and angry. Mm-hmm. And so she made it through the interview, and then she's like, God, I hope she calls me back. And I just thought, why exactly you want to work for this person? She said she was so mean throughout the interview.
Yeah. I recently asked a client who hates his job if there were any red flags. And he said, yeah, she was really snippy on the interview.
Uh-huh.
I think that tells you what you need to know. She's going to get worse.
Yeah. This is the honeymoon period.
Right. So if somebody's snippy or disorganized, they're not going to get any better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of interviewing the company. It's noticing the red flags. And we have a tendency, all of us, to say, oh, that's, you know, they just had a bad day.
Yeah.
I can make excuses for them.
Right.
When, in fact, we should be really looking at it more critically.
Which goes to the whole thing we were talking about before with negotiating and with job searching. It's interesting. It's sort of like you shouldn't go grocery shopping when you're hungry, right?
That is true. That is so true.
You'll end up with all kinds of things in your cart that you had no plans of eating. Anyway, but the same is probably true for a job search, that you shouldn't go when you're hungry.
Yeah, it's true.
You should go when you have a job. You should go when you and give yourself time to really research the companies and really build your network and build your relationships so that you're not making excuses for someone's behavior during an interview because you're desperate to get a job.
Exactly. But, you know, many people don't have that luxury.
Yes.
Because they feel they hate where they are, or they think, you know, they're going to lose their job. So they just interview and pray somebody gives them a job.
Yeah.
Rather than really taking the time, you know, put in a good amount of time and don't go for a quick interview. You know, make sure there's several interviews.
Yeah.
It could be a long process, and a lot of people don't like that.
Well, that's the other thing is giving it the time that's required, right?
You know, more and more companies are taking their time hiring because they want to avoid making a mistake, too. And the longer you take with somebody, the more that's revealed.
Yeah.
So don't lose your patience in that process. It's an important one.
I have a question, which is, let's say you think you're going to be let go soon and you interview and you just can't stand the company, excuse me, and they make you an offer and you think you have to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to take it?
Sometimes. It depends. I mean, it really really depends. Sometimes if you take it and you say, okay, I'll just get out of there quickly, it's going to be a little better than where I am. You know, sometimes you don't want to get fired. So sometimes that's like a long, I have a long answer to a short question.
Right, right, right.
Because it really depends on the situation.
Right. I was going to say, if you could find some kind of a temp thing or a freelance thing or something
part time is better.
Yeah.
Right. Or if you can even get a consulting gig, it's better to in your transition. Look, I never think you should take the wrong job, but sometimes we don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes they say all the right things, like dating, and you find out later that it's not what they said it was.
I think that's very true. In this time, I'm going to allow the dating example because I think there's a lot of truth to it in this particular way. But that's about it. So
what we're saying in the job searching tactics is, number one, keep going, keep searching. Number two, give yourself the time to really investigate different companies, look at their cultures when you go into interview and really interview the culture. I love that idea. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, and there's lots of questions that you can ask for interviewing the culture. You know, you can say, so you should always say the last person who had this position, how long were they here? And if it was 3 weeks or 3 months, it's a little suspicious. And just say, how will I know that I'm successful in this position to help them, you know, give you the goals? You be sure to meet the manager and see what the manager is like, the person you'll be reporting to.
Yeah.
I know we have a lot of other questions. In Working With You Is Killing Me, there's a whole section.
Yeah. Well, I love asking the employer what their greatest challenge is
at this moment.
Because sometimes they'll say something that you actually may have the solution for, that you can bank on your talents and your skills. But also one, Kathy, that you've taught me about, which is to ask managers, what are the characteristics of their favorite employees, because then you find out what they're actually looking for in terms of behavior from you.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's more questions like that in Working With You Is Killing Me, and I think that's in our free chapter that you can download off our website.
Yes.
So you can get that, and it's actually corporate culture and you, and it helps you figure out what kind of a culture you need.
Yeah.
Where you work, you know, in your next job, or even why you're not a fit in the particular company you're in. So
I'd like to make a plug for that. I think that's a great idea. If you're considering leaving your job, if you're in the midst of a job search, if you're trying to figure out the culture that would be the best fit for you, download that chapter from Working With You Is Killing Me on our website.
Yeah.
Okay, join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Tweet us your stories about job hunting to SK2. Follow us on Instagram, review us on iTunes, and don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.